This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Welcome, Melbourne, to Living Life Single on this gorgeous, well, not just Melbourne, I should say to everyone who's listening, I'd like to welcome today the special guest, Jason.
Hello.
Welcome, Jason. How are you going?
Hello. Hello to everyone in the four far corners of this planet.
Yes, Jason, thank you so much for joining us today, because unfortunately, our mate Jono is unwell today. So he can't be joining us today, but he is going to dial in very shortly just to say a quick hello.
We love you, Jono.
Yes, yes. And some of you may remember Jason's voice, because we had you on the show a while ago, right?
Yes, yes. Talking social.
Yes, yes, yes. And you were very social this morning, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can't expect anything less, right?
No. What have you been doing this morning?
Oh, I've packed it in today. Still my usual. Cycled out to swimming. Did my big swimming session for about an hour. With the Glamour Heads, and then we went straight to brunch because we, one, were all starving, and two, needed to catch up on the tea for the last week or so. And then, yeah, went home, caught up with some friends who hadn't seen my place, so, yeah, invited them over. What about you, Yanni?
Oh, I did a little class at home. I just hopped on my bike.
Yes.
And then what else did I do? I did a little bit of tidying up and then getting ready for the show. And then here I am.
Here we are, everyone.
Yeah. Yep. So now, Jason, I let you know about the topic this morning.
You did. Yep. You did.
What are we talking about today?
Oh my God. I feel so honored to be able to do this. But today we're talking about solo safety, protecting yourself while living life single.
Yeah. So it's going to be, because it sort of came in the topics this week, right? Like, it's been in the media a lot, and we're not going to get into exactly, I guess, the details of this week, but it kind of just prompted, you know, maybe a little bit of
the
a
thought.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, so I thought, that's a perfect thing to talk about.
Yeah. So today, ultimately, what we'll be talking about, you know, you live alone, you move through the world solo, safety takes on a whole kind of different meaning. You're your own first responder, your own emergency contact, your own bodyguard sometimes. So today we're all going to talk and break down the show on how to be safe, both online, in a virtual world, in a physical world.
Exactly.
And also set up a bit of the emotional boundaries. So also living life and not being carrying away in fear and paranoia, which is definitely not healthy for anyone.
No, exactly. All right, we're going to play a song, and then hopefully after the song we'll get Jono on the line.
Absolutely.
And see how we go. Jono, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Jono.
It sounds like you're having a stay on. Are you there?
Are you there, girl? Are you there? Don't bring us only good energy.
I'm here in body and spirit. Yes, I am. And I'm sorry I couldn't make it today to see your lovely face, Yanni. But, you know, the beautiful Jason's there, and his voice is just so smoothing and healing. And I love it.
Yeah, he is a beautiful boy. And thank you, Jason. At such late notice, you were like, yes.
I know.
Go for it.
Now, Jono.
And especially, Yanni, that someone's calendar is so jam-packed.
Yeah.
talking about, like, you know, planning your social life and all that kind of stuff. And he had a slot available.
Well, Yanni was in my calendar today.
We were
going to catch up. So for all the listeners out there, this could ultimately be Yanni and me catching up. So a couple of things may be said.
It could be. I was hoping to get some dinner with you or something. So who knows? Now maybe not. Like, I think...
We need the juicy tea. We need the juicy gold.
Or is this enough time with me, Jason? So is an hour enough and no more?
Absolutely not.
I think that's why Jono and I don't catch up outside of this. He gets over me after like an hour.
We have caught up.
We keep
concerts and music events and stuff. I don't mind you that bad. That, you're not that bad.
No. now, Jono, look, I really hope that you rest up and you heal.
I
know that our listeners are going to be feeling and thinking the same thing as well. Yeah. So thank you. Rest up. And this week's topic is all about being safe and single. So I hope that you're going to be safe this week, because we're talking not just about physical safety, but also, you know, you're unwell, and, you know, we want you to make sure that you're safe in your space. So, you know, look after yourself, buddy, because I want you back here next week, okay?
I know. And just let me say quickly, it's like having someone like you anyway in my life, that it is really nice to have. It's refreshing, because you do check in, and you, even though sometimes it's like, you've got me in a headlock. you may be kicking my ass, but it's like, hey, are you okay? Like, just checking in. And I really appreciate it. So, and you know, and thank you again, Jason, for today.
No,
I'm going to rest up and listen to the rest of the show. So
my tip,
go for it.
Ginger, turmeric, honey, and cracked pepper.
Ooh.
Just shot it back.
I might put that in my eye.
Yeah. And on that note, thank you so much.
We'll be back after this.
Now, I want to put it straight out there. Jason, we're both males. Now, yes. We identify as males.
Confirmed. You've known me for how many years?
No, the reason I say that is because our listeners may have a different experience if they're not male, because we tend to go through life feeling pretty... Well, I do anyway, feeling pretty safe. And our experience is very different from someone who is not a male. So,
agreed.
So what I want to do is, if our listeners are calling in and they're not male, please let us know what your experience is so we can talk to that, because that's just as important as everyone else's. So we'll try and give it as balanced as we can, Jason. But we want to hear your voice. We want to hear your thoughts about what it's like in terms of safety as a single person.
And join the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Join the conversation. Yeah.
Now, the reason I quickly sort of summarised this before, Jason, but this week in Melbourne, there was a couple of things in the media about some home invasions. Now, the individual in question was, I think, about a 76-year-old grandmother. Mm. Now, she was living with her daughter. So her daughter was there. Mm. And the grandmother woke up and confronted one-armed man. There was another one coming in.
Yeah.
And then the daughter came out and basically called the police.
Yes.
So I don't know if the grandmother was single, but it got me thinking, what's it like for us as single people if we do live alone? I live by myself and you live by yourself.
Yeah.
How do we keep safe, in not just in the home, but everything else? So I guess the question for you, Jason, is, like, how do you feel safe in your home as a single person?
Well, I think for me, it is your space.
Yeah.
You end up making it very ambient. But I'm surprised we're talking about this, because I had a friend come over today and I was like, oh, why is the apartment above us have like grates on their windows? And I was like, I've never had that on my side. And it just got me thinking, do I need these grates, these unsightly grates on my window?
I love how you say unsightly.
Unsightly. I like pretty things. I love pretty things. Yeah. Is what I can say. How do I feel safe? Generally, look, I don't really share my location too often, and I do a bit of a security check. Generally, if I have people come over aside from friends, I would be very... my general rule is I never have someone come over as a first round. And even in the second round, I would actually tell my friends. So there are a couple of close friends like yourself, my other friends, who I'll screenshot time, name, location, like, you know, friends that you've been close with for years that you're like, okay, this is what's happening.
That's really good. So you let people know.
Yeah, I let people know. The other thing...
There's no judgment there, right?
So, no judgment. No judgment.
Because some, you know, I think that's...
It's a safety.
Yeah, I think there's two things there. You've got to prep your friends to So what I'm hearing is, A, you need friends who are going to be there for you to be able to go, hey, I've got someone coming over. You need to sort of be on top of this. But also the friends aren't going to judge you because you've got someone over, right?
Yeah,
because you don't want someone to go, oh, there's Jason. He's got another guy coming around.
I think that's like, okay. But that's something internal that you need to kind of be like, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing anything too crazy. It's balanced.
No, but friends who are supportive of your choices, right?
And for me, one more before I jump onto it, the other thing I've started doing, because I'm new to the neighborhood, getting to know your neighbors is very important.
How have you done that?
That's really good. Oh, simple things like waving hi when they walk past having a bit of yarn.
Yeah.
I think that's super important because even though I've been there only recently, these bonds and these communities form within your neighborhood. And,
yeah.
you know, that idea of what we had in my youth, like neighborhood watch is so important. And I think even more so this digital age,
yeah,
this connection and this neighborhood awareness is very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is something that I hold dear to my heart that's what I'm building, but that's very important for safety.
Yep. Mm. And do you feel like, forget other people coming over, just safe at night when you're home by yourself, you know, you're about to go to sleep, do you feel relatively okay and safe? And, you know, have you got like a bat under your bed or do you...
I have been thinking of taking up like baseball, so I suppose maybe I should. But no, I don't have any of that.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're in a relatively, I'd love to say, a safe country.
Yeah, yeah.
Where my apartment block is, it has like codes on the doors and stuff like that. So it's pretty well. Pretty safe generally, and I thank God have not had an incident there. I feel very safe. I've got I changed the locks. You know, whenever you move into a new place, certainly a place that you've purchased yourself, you change the locks, and that's very important, I think.
Yeah, so great.
Just some of the logical stuff that you're like, I can't be bothered, but it is actually worth doing for your own peace of mind.
Yep.
But yeah. I live in a sky in a box, frankly.
No. Well, I want to ask you when we come back.
Box in the sky. Box in the sky.
It's a beautiful box.
It is a beautiful box. Not a sky in a box.
I want to ask you something when we come back. Just about bumps in the night. So keep hold of that.
Good bumps, good bad bumps.
All the bumps.
Freak me, shit yourself bump.
We are talking about solo safety.
Yes.
So being safe and single. Mm. And before we played a couple of songs, Jono, I mean, to Jason. No,
that's not my name. We miss you, Jono.
I know, right. Jono messaged me and he said, I asked, do you have anything?
I don't have a bat, girl.
You know, and Jono does have a bat. Has a bat under his pillow.
Fantastic. Well, I can go full lemonade, but Beyonce lemonade on maybe an intruder if you don't. But can I just say, there was I think it was in Malvern Malvern.
That's a suburb
in Melbourne.
Yep.
Where there was a guy who's had teenagers come in, home invaders, and he actually chased them down.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. And even when I heard that news, I was like, would I chase someone down? I don't think I would. Not like that. How daring, I suppose.
Very daring. But it's just funny how you ask yourself that question, Jason, because
I'm not a runner. I've been told by my personal trainer on all previous time, he's like, you're not someone who can like throw punches, so you just need to run.
You just stay safe, right?
Too bad I'm terrible at
now,
running.
Now, bumps of what? Yeah. Bumps in the night, Jason.
Yes.
Good bumps, bad
bumps?
Well,
all the in-betweens?
Well, all the little scary bumps, right?
More on the bad more bump
of
the, side.
More of the sounds that we don't know what they are, right? When you hear a sound in the middle of the night and go, what's that? Do you get up and investigate?
I do get up and
do
investigate.
You?
Just to have a bit of look for my own peace of mind. To be like, well, I can't be so lazy that I can't get fall out of bed. And being like, I can't be bothered. But even my fart, it's something that I've inherited, I suppose, from my father and my mum. Because they would always do that.
These are something else.
No, father and mother.
Yes, yes.
But it's something I've inherited in a way, a practice I've inherited. It's like, if something's there, then go out, have a bit of a look. You never know.
Right.
So it's important to do that. Yeah.
I agree it's important. However, I have the benefit of not hearing a lot. So not hearing well. So if I hear bumps in the night, and because I do live in an apartment, I just assume that it's the person upstairs, it's something else.
Yeah.
I don't get up. Like, I'm just
I get, no, can I just say, living in a city or any city, you do get that sense of, there's a bit of safety in being in a city.
Mm.
I think the, yeah, as long as you know there's sounds around you, it's okay. It's in fact for people like us who then go out to, you know, a weekend away somewhere, it's completely silent. That's where it gets a bit, it's a bit know- like, like,
you know,
I did it in, I was on a trip and I had that thing where it's like, okay, no one knows I'm here. It's this mega house and it's so quiet outside. It's creeping. Like, you end up scaring yourself. I think I scared myself when...
Well, yeah. Do you know when we went to Dalesford? So,
yes.
We went to Dalesford about a year ago.
Yes.
I have this thing, right, where if I'm in the house with someone, I feel totally safe.
Mm.
So even because we're in the middle of nowhere out in Dale, which
we were literally in the middle of the woods with echidnas and possums and everything.
And it was beautiful.
Gorgeous place.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Because you were there and because I don't hear any sounds compared to the city, right? I just felt totally fine and safe. Ignorance is bliss for me, but I don't know. Like, I don't know what everyone else thinks. And I think maybe I've just got this kind of like, it's going to be okay. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Now, Jason, we've just got a message
which from Lance in South Yarra.
Yeah,
hello,
please.
Lance.
Do you want to read it out?
I'll read it out.
Thanks for your very important topic and information show. Fantastic. Having been single for most of 60 plus, which is really great to sort of hear about people in different age groups. Mm. Now, look, I'm now in a relationship, fantastic, which I'm most thankful for. So awesome, great.
Yes.
And it says here, my guy, someone recently, just in case we're hearing problems. So, yeah, so he's got someone to jump out when they hear something, which is great.
Yeah. But I think also his last line, Lance, thank you. If you can send a good friend as much as information as you can about a person that you're about to catch up with, I think it's a very good thing. And
yeah.
I think that is super important.
Which you do.
Which I do.
Yeah.
Do you, Yanni?
No, I don't. I don't. And that I've
why
never...
Why is that?
Why don't I just... don't think about it.
Mm.
Like, I mean,
like the moment you don't think about it, or you're like, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think I'm somewhat ignorant in that. Like, yeah, it'll be fine. What's going to happen?
That said, for those who have seen the socials, Yanni is quite a tall man.
No.
I'm not as tall as Yanni. So, I don't know. I do wonder. It cuts, like, you know, different ages, different heights. Everyone's had different experiences, right?
I also have a very loud voice.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I just feel that I can use my
projection.
Voice. Yeah, and... Mm. I've got some, as your tips before, some neighbours that if there was ever a problem that I could...
You could run over and knock on their door or just really knock on their window if you needed to.
Yeah, and
I think that's important.
I feel, again, this is somewhat maybe, tonight, but I feel strong for me. Like, I'm not a tank, but I've been working out for a lot of my life. So I feel I'm strong, so I feel like I can hold my own. Now, I don't want to test that.
Well, I don't want to test it either myself.
No.
But I don't think I'm unfit. Like, I can actually defend myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Mm.
These situations don't happen until they happen.
No, and let's
but
hope they
you
don't.
Know, that's important for these other measures that we talk about around solo safety, changing the locks, you know, being aware of who's around, I suppose, is important.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also getting used to those sounds at night.
Yeah.
So you don't freak out. Go, oh yeah, that is the upstairs neighbor, because you want to feel relaxed in your home. So it's about finding that balance, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so you can relax, you can feel safe in your own home, understanding what sounds are usual, what sounds are not.
Yes.
I think that's an important part.
Yes.
To
agreed.
But, you know, because you just do want to chill. You want to be able to sleep at night, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I generally sleep quite safe and sound.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, we have talked about safety in the home.
Yes.
But also being single, there's other parts of safety. And I think one's a part of emotional and digital safety. Because we do need to take care of ourselves. when we're online, because we are single, we tend to be on some apps, right?
And I think also to your point, being on the apps or being digital, it's in your own home, right?
Yes.
People are on there. You're inviting that kind of digital element into your home. So even more so why we need to be talking about this.
Yeah, because also you don't want an interaction with someone online that's going to make you feel unsafe, whether it's anxious or angry or anything, who you may not have met, but you've just had an interaction with them. Mm. You want to feel really comfortable in your own home. So I think you've got to just think about the boundaries that you set when you're communicating with someone online.
I think knowing where your emotional boundaries are important, but also learning to compartmentalize it.
Yeah.
It is your space. And, you know, I think even when you asked me before about inviting someone over, I'm like, definitely not on the first time, because I'm hyper aware.
Mm.
And more so, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Hyper aware of a space being my energy. I dictate who's in my space, what's the energy in my space.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, to put that at risk sometimes is, it makes you question.
And it's okay to do that. It's okay to put ourselves first in our own space when we're conversing with someone online.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time, maybe some people may go, oh, what are they going to think of me? And I don't want to lose this person. And, you know, is this going to lose me a potential date, a potential hookup, or just something? And you've got to put, it's okay to put yourself first in your space to feel safe about.
Yeah.
How do you do that, Jason?
Well, I'm obviously very aware of my space. For me, how I generally do that, I don't have a problem saying no in terms of
those
spaces, ironically.
I admire that about you.
But I say yes to all the social outings I need to go to, but my friends have told me not to.
Yeah, right.
But I actually don't have an issue saying no, and I don't feel guilty about it, provided I say it, you know, I feel like I'm saying it respectfully.
Yeah.
First round, and then second round, if they still don't get the point, maybe I was too subtle, you just get more direct about it.
Yeah.
And if you get to more, not dire straits, but to that point where you're like, oh, I'm thinking about it, it's a bit yucky, it's giving me the ick, that's where you can actually go unfollow or mute people if you need to.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely fine, because it's your space, it's your domain, and you know, no one should come in and ruin that vibe.
And it's okay. This is what I have learned, and I have been very, very staunch about this right from the start, is I don't send photos of myself, apart from the ones that are already on. I do send some photos, but I certainly don't send any nude photos of myself. Mm. And I say that right up front, well, close to up front as I can. So then they don't send me any in the hope that I send them. I go, look, just so you know, I'm not going to send any photos. I don't send those types of photos.
That's setting the boundary.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's setting, and I think,
and it's okay to do that. Like, I encourage everyone to set the boundaries.
Yeah.
So you feel, because there's nothing worse than feeling shaky or anxious or whatever, or unsure in your own home. And it is a bit scary when you're sort of meeting someone, chatting to someone online. And we need to also protect ourselves. You know, we are on the radio. We want to make sure that we're protected as much as we can. Yeah. So you do have to
I think an awareness of it, awareness of where your boundary is. So there is no right or wrong boundary in a way, but it's what's right is going to be what you as a listener or you as an individual are comfortable with.
Yeah. And it's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's encourageable to set those boundaries so you can feel safe.
Yeah. And I think there's so much learning out there, especially this day and age, around digital safety and digital awareness. It's worth us, you know, listening in and having an awareness of what that means.
Yeah. And I think also, even before someone comes around, that mind games that some people like to play. You know, if you're getting red flags right at the start, if you're feeling uncomfortable, then just block it.
Don't let the incentive outweigh those red flags.
Yeah, that's good,
Jason. It needs to be balanced.
Yeah, like the end result is not worth the journey in this situation, right?
Yeah.
You know.
And if you are to take that journey, just make sure someone knows about it.
Exactly.
Send people aware of where things are.
Yeah, exactly. Let people know, give them details, send photos, screenshots of the individual.
Just for coverage.
Exactly. Yeah. Just so you've got it. Or email it to yourself if you don't want to know anyone then. If you don't have that person to protect you, email the details to yourself. Because that way...
A digital trail.
Yeah, you've got something there if you need to. Now, Jason, we're at that time.
No.
I know, right?
Literally it flew past.
It literally did. So this is one of our favourite segments. It's been what's good and what's not good. Now, I'll give you a little bit of time because you're the guest.
Oh my God, you're dying to tell me. Do you want me to ask?
No. Look, what's been good for me and what hasn't? You know what? I'm going to start.
Do you want to do bad first and then good?
Well, I'll start with the not good for me.
The not good, okay.
Yeah. So I think a couple of not good things this week. Firstly, I was just kind of getting a bit over just being by myself. So that wasn't good.
Yes.
But the one thing about being single, which really annoys me, is that you can't blame anyone.
For God's sakes.
I know. I couldn't find my remote control for the TV for like 2 hours.
Dude,
and I didn't have
go to IKEA and get like one of those boxes to put them in.
No,
like...
but I didn't have anyone to blame. So it was just like, and I didn't want to blame myself. So I was looking for my remote control for 2 hours. And guess where it was?
In between the seat covers. Between the couch.
Not quite. I didn't find it.
Your pocket. So how are you watching TV?
Not quite. Maybe. No, I did eventually find it. It was under the couch, but because it's black and I've got like a black thing under there, it just...
LED lights.
Yeah, so...
LED nights.
That was annoying. But the good thing about...
tell me about your...
About being single this week is that... Because I've got a week off between changing of roles.
Fabulous.
I went to Phillip Island. I did a little day trip by myself.
Lovely.
And I loved it. I went for a massive walk. I got a burger. And I just loved just going for the drive and being by myself and really enjoying
fantastic,
that, right? Yep.
Fantastic.
And I also went to Williamstown for lunch by myself. So I loved it.
I love a good like weekend date for yourself.
I know. It's great, right?
So me now.
Yes, please.
So what has been bad this week? Look, I wouldn't say, I think a couple of things, but my main thing is I've been trying to get back into the habit of sleeping early.
Oh.
Because I've had some dreadful nights where I've been like, I'm up until 1:30. So I'm getting back into the habit and I really wanted to hit it the nail on the head this week.
Yeah.
But I was very unsuccessful. So I'm going to do some things to shift that.
Yep. Good.
The good news, so many good things this week, so many good things. And I couldn't pick, but I will pick one of the latest things that's happened. Mm-hmm. So I actually asked someone I wanted to ask out that I've been wanting to ask out for a while.
Jason,
and
you're dropping this bombshell.
Bit the bullet and then just went out. So that was a bit of a standout.
We are literally out of time. I want more information. I'm going to have to get more, but we are completely out of time. So thank you to everyone. Thank you, Jason. Thanks for being part of the show. We'll catch you all next week. You're on Living Life Single.
Ciao.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.